here with the dragons, are we back up in here? Spit fire from the back of your ears, coming straight from the belly of the beast that's in the back of your ear, whispering shit that's got you clapping your rear. This panic and fear is damaging. Radical stages of behavior that's got you on a scatty thing looking for the big body. Yeah, hey, we're here.
Hi.
What's going on? What's up, everybody?
Hello.
And that's, that includes you guys.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Mia's asleep.
Yeah,
Mia's. Mia's clunked out.
Mia was asleep last time too.
Mia passes out early because she has to work so early most of the time on during the week, so she just passes out. So she's in our presence. She's just unresponsive.
I promise it's not our fault.
It's not. No. I mean, unless you count like the pizza we ate beforehand.
What did you put in the pizza?
Nothing. It's just pizza's full of carbs. It makes you sleepy. It's just a
it
thing.
It wakes me up. I don't know what you're talking
carbs
about.
Give you energy?
Unless you have too many of them. Mm-hmm. And then you have a sugar crash? A carb crash, maybe? I know that I feel less energetic nowadays when I have a lot of carbs and sugar. It used to be the opposite.
It bloats you, which is probably what makes you sleepy, but also, like, the carbs are what gives you energy.
Yeah, for sure. Unless you get into ketosis and then you start burning fat.
For anybody who's like, what the hell's going on? This is a wrestling podcast.
Is it though? Yes, it is. It's a so like a good host, I didn't realize that this week we weren't going to have a normal episode of NXT UK. And instead we had the, we did have the, Prime Target Takeover, thing, which was basically a 40-minute movie trailer for Takeover.
Just very well done.
As always. Those keep getting, like, better and better. It was, it really made it feel like a high-stakes event, though. Like, I mean, like, the music and the, just the way it was lit and everything, like, it looked really cool. I feel like, if somebody has not been following NXT UK and they wanted to quickly jump in and watch Takeover and also want to know kind of what's going on, just watch the Prime Target Takeover special for Blackpool 2, because it was, get you up to speed on everything. I love the way that they are able to, like, do these promos where it's literally just, like, somebody is sitting there and talking everything up and whatnot, where it just feels like it's such a real-life event. Because that can be really challenging to do, but they're really able to just tap into it. It's like universe building in if it was like a comic book movie or something. It's like universe building with these. It's awesome. Love it. So Lee, you weren't here last week. You were in Dallas.
I was.
How was Dallas?
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what were you there for instead of being here?
Feel personally attacked, like you're.
Well, it wasn't a personal attack. You know, I just want to
tell the class.
Share what
was
going on.
At two hockey games, one of which was outside in front of 85,000 people.
85,000 was the attendance. Wow,
yeah, the second most attended NHL game in NHL history,
behind
the Big House, which there was 105,000 people,
and that's right here in our own backyard. Yep. Not in our backyard here, like not at my house, but
the weather was a lot more enjoyable for the one in Texas.
Backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, you can hold 105,000 people in your backyard.
You just keep stacking people on people on people.
Right. I didn't say it was comfortable.
Put them in a blender.
Wow, that went to a dark place, Miles.
To be fair, you could probably fit a lot more people if they were blended up.
That is fair.
It's as true of a statement as it
this
is.
This isn't a normal American thing, guys. Like, we're not.
Yeah, I know. You're just making us look worse. It's like, well, it's like, oh, Americans, they're a bunch of fat, stupid rednecks. And
we weren't going to drink the blender. We were just making sure everybody could attend the event.
Not the contents, the blender itself. We weren't going to drink the appliance. God, I don't eat my microwave, you savages. Like,
whatever.
I mean, do what you want, right? I don't either. We've lost complete control of everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people at the hockey game, and that's where I was at.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so you're there for the outdoor game. Lee goes to a lot of hockey games every year. Big hockey guy.
And he leaves his friends for hockey.
Leaves the friends who, you know, forgets his birthday.
Oh! That was a shot directed at nobody in particular, and by that I mean Vicky.
You told me when your birthday was.
I knew it was Lee's birthday.
You did not.
I did. He was on Twitter.
Did you tell him happy birthday?
I feel like
anybody listening to this podcast needs some ointment for the burn that I just did.
It has affected everybody. The blast radious, like,
I do adore you, Vic, and I'm sorry, but
nope.
That's what you get for making me feel guilty about going to Texas.
That's what you get for not telling me when your birthday was.
It was everywhere.
I mean, to be fair, she can't just read your mind.
Exactly.
She can. It's pretty easy.
You're right. Pizza, hockey, wrestling.
Yep.
There you go.
Where is birthday in that?
Good point.
It's underneath the cheese and pizza.
If you gotta dig up the cheese and find the birthday.
You find it when you bite into the pizza.
There you go. What are we even doing? It's okay.
This is what happens when they don't put a new episode of NXT UK on.
Yeah, we've really just been
people and guilt tripping each other.
We typically don't ramble on about blending people, but we have been talking about like Marvel movies and stuff like that for the last hour, and then it was like maybe we should record the thing. Because we only got a few days before TakeOver, so I guess this is sort of acting as a TakeOver preview. I feel like we've been talking about each of these matches like a little bit on each episode, but like really diving into it. Let's start with a big obvious one or whatever. So let's go with the women's match. Let's go with the women's triple threat.
Which should be the match of the night, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, am I weird for saying that I really think that that should main event?
No, it absolutely should.
I mean, I think Walter and Joe Coffey is going to be insane, but I just feel like the triple threat will be better.
I feel like there's more. I feel like the buildup has been like longer for that. Like it kind of, and it feels, and it's even deeper because they've been exploiting the fact that the three of them are friends and kind of came up in the business together and know each other so well. It's like, okay, it's like it's an even more personal rivalry. Like the Joe Coffey Walter rivalry is personal, but it's been building for exactly 1 year, and this feels like it's gone on longer.
Yeah.
And you can take this back, you know, even more recently, take it back to Cardiff. And this is, like, Tony's opportunity for redemption.
Yep.
So there's more, I think, going into this one. So, so who wins? Like, okay, well, so if you were, if you, okay, because there's two ways.
I'm going to be biased regardless because I just want Tony Storm to win everything. So
fair. No, that's totally a good point. So, I mean, I guess there's the question of how would you orchestrated if you were booking, and there's also the question of who do you think will end up winning or whatever, and that can be two different answers, obviously.
Yeah,
but you just answered them both. I mean, you so we know you would
Tony time all the time.
Just get a watch and every number is just Tony.
Yeah,
that works. Yeah. So you obviously you'd book Tony to win, but who do you think Tony is gonna win?
I feel like Kaylee's gonna retain. But it's probably... I saw that look. You're like,
maybe. Vicky gave a look for because you can't see us. But
it's
Vicky,
a scary look.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I burned her. Like, it's just... I was fearful for my life. But I feel like Piper and Tony, are one of them's going to knock the other one out or whatever. And then Kaylee
takes advantage.
Just take the opportunity to pin somebody.
Probably. That's kind of what... I feel like it'll be Kaylee over Piper to give Tony, like, a chance to still have, like, one more one-on-one opportunity. Yeah.
But the other implication out of this, which was on NXT yesterday.
Yeah.
I was gonna bring this up.
Yeah. Well, you want to bring it up? Go for it.
Yeah. So now that they brought it up, I feel like there's like more of a chance of it happening where Tony beats Kaylee and then Tony versus Rhea, and then you get two belts on one of them at Worlds Collide.
No, as far as I know, as of right now, it's booked Rhea versus Tony for the NXT women's title at Worlds Collide, which is awesome. But you know, we that just happened yesterday, and this weekend's Blackpool. So it's not going to take anything away from that match if Tony doesn't win the championship this weekend.
I feel like that would probably be a better match than if Kaylee retained anything.
That's what I'm saying is I don't think the result is going to be whoever is it going to be whoever's women's champion faces Rhea, or is it just Rhea versus Tony, period?
Oh, yeah, like if the winner...
Like if Piper Niven won it, it wouldn't be turned into Rhea versus Piper.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think
Rhea just already accepted the match against Tony.
It's her and Tony is what I'm... That's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
It'd be nice if it was title for title. Even though I hate the double title thing, it would be nice if it was like winner take all.
I think that would be bad for one of the brands, though.
I think it
wouldn't last long.
No, I don't imagine it lasting long, but I think, like...
Because there is another takeover.
The one person Rhea hasn't beat, so if you're gonna...
Well, she beat her... Wait, hang on. Didn't she beat Tony in... Hang on.
Was it the Mae Young Classic? Because when they were fighting for the UK Women's Championship.
No, she beat her in the finals. She beat her in the finals of the UK Championship Tournament. Right. Yeah, so...
Well, then never mind that.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's all right. It's hard to remember every single detail of everything. There's been so many matches.
But Tony's beat her twice, though, from what I heard yesterday.
Yeah, so there's a deep rivalry there. I'm looking forward to that, too, because... NXT UK did have a heavy presence on the show yesterday. We could segue into the tag team thing right now, but Vicky, I want to get your thoughts on the women's triple threat first. Who would you put over if you were booking, and who do you think is actually going to prevail?
I mean, I kind of already gave my answer with the whole, like, thing that happened between Rhea and Tony.
Yes, you
want to
see title
NXT.
For title, so you'd put Tony over too.
Yeah.
Do you think Tony's going to win, or do you think Kaylee's going to retain, or do you think Piper Niven's going to win?
Well, I feel like just because it came up, because before I thought, like, Kaylee's probably going to retain because, you know, whatever. But she hasn't had it that long. But after that kind of came up, I'm starting to think that Tony might go over.
It would be kind of, I guess it would be a little bit of a letdown if you have Toni Storm come out here and talk about winning two titles, and then this weekend she doesn't win that title. But it's okay. But if she, as long as she doesn't get beaten, I think it's okay. Like, if she's not involved in the fall, like if she doesn't get pinned. So really, yeah, I think that we kind of almost kind of answered that question. Like, Toni can't get pinned this weekend or tap. Like, no. She can't lose. It has to be... One of the other, the two Scottish women have to be the ones who beat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this match. So, yeah, and so if it was me, I'm with you where I'm like, I want Toni Storm to win everything.
Yeah. Add her into the UK match against Walter and Joe and just have her beat
them. And just have her beat them both.
Yep.
Right. No, I understand.
Only two belts like that.
Have her in the tag team match and have her win the tag team titles.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah.
And it can be Toni two belts that way too. Yeah. Speaking of tag team titles,
the ladder match.
This match has a chance to steal the show, for sure.
If it doesn't go like half hour to 45 minutes, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it needs to go long. You got four teams. I mean, they should be able to do a lot. When we look at that though, like outside of Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews, like who else is gonna do big, like the big?
I feel like Wolfgang will probably do some crazy stuff that you wouldn't expect him to do.
Right.
Because he's probably the biggest guy in the match, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, one of at least. Yeah. I mean, the Gallus boys are big guys.
To be fair, we had the same conversation on that. I think NXT recently had a tag team ladder match, and you said the same thing about, because the Street Profits were in it, and they were the only ones that were, like, high flyers and extremists.
Yeah,
and like, you literally said the same exact thing, where it's like, well, I don't really know what they're going to do, and it was still a good match.
It was still good. Yeah, it was good.
What, the Forgotten Sons in it?
Yeah, you had more teams that are known for just bludgeoning each other to death, and that's kind of what you got here.
Yeah.
But that's a good, I mean, it's a great opportunity for some people to surprise us, because you've got teams like... Like, I mean, the Grizzled Young Vets and Imperium are both kind of like, you know, well, traditional
sacred.
Wrestling, yeah. The mat is sacred.
I can see some pretty funny stuff with Grizzled Young Veterans not even, like, being scared to climb the ladders because they're not, like, ladder people at all.
Right.
Like, I can see Zach Gibson having an issue climbing the ladder.
That'd be so funny if he just, like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, they got the match won, and he just, like, won't climb the ladder.
Like, he climbs up three rungs and it just gets...
And just, like, no, just comes back down. Yeah. Like, he tries to get James Drake to go up and get him.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great. That should happen.
Because, like, I think it was William Regal and Dave Taylor did that in one match. Or Finlay or something like that. Like, they hated climbing ladders.
Yeah, so they, like, just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I love stuff like that. You gotta do something a little bit different.
Are you forgetting the most important? Because there was a certain someone who had a certain another someone climb the ladder for them to get a certain briefcase.
If James Ellsworth shows up in this ladder match to help a team win tag titles,
I will superplex my TV out of the window.
Are you saying Carmella climbs the ladder to get tag titles for somebody?
I was just saying Carmella in general because, you know, Carmella. But
Vicky has successfully found a way to insert Carmella into a discussion about NXT UK. I love it.
I did.
Congratulations. You should be happy with yourself.
I am.
You should be. You should be. Well,
it would be pretty funny to see, like, Grizzled Young Veterans, like, pay somebody to climb the ladder to help, try to help them win.
That'd be hilarious.
As long as it's not Shane McMahon.
As long as it's not Shane McMahon, is it? I agree. I completely agree with that.
That terrifies me. I didn't even think of that.
What?
That
I'm scared. Now we're worried.
From SmackDown.
Didn't say anything about NXT UK.
I mean, what do you know?
Secretly hiding in Europe, ashamed.
It'd even be better if he came out to Here Comes the Pounds.
Oh my god! Oh,
no. I'm not proud of that joke, but
it's good.
There's still money. It's not, he doesn't come out to Here Comes the Dollars.
That's fair.
Oh yeah. My here comes the out pound.
To, here comes the...
They'd be like, who's that? They'd be like, Shane, I'm skipping out. Like, oh, come on.
Here comes the Euro.
Here comes the Euro. Oh, damn it. And here,
if anybody listening to this podcast is in a band and wants to make that song for us, I will put it as my ringtone.
As your ringtone? What, is this 2006? Like,
as if my phone never comes off vibrating.
Exactly. I'll use it as my alarm when I wake
alarm,
up.
There you go, alarm.
I actually respond to that. I'll probably involuntarily go like that, like as I'm getting up.
I just, he did the Shane McMahon arm swinging.
Coast to coast from your bed to the shower.
Yeah, and I just...
Perfect. Perfect.
I'd attempt it.
I want to see it now.
I'll be like, guys, I'm in the hospital. My head got broken open. I did what Miles said I should do. And it didn't work.
It did, by the way, doesn't work.
Turns out you can't be athletic.
Just ever.
Nobody.
What if like they did like kind of hire a third to climb the ladder?
Just like have but them join as a group or something like that?
Well, you can go that way, but or what if like they get up there and retrieve the belts, but it's like they're not in the match, so then they gotta like kind of find a way to get down the ladder and give the belts to Grizzled Young Veterans, but then like the lads intercept them, and then like, you know, and then they've got them.
Or if like they're just climbing down and all the other teams are like.
Or like, no.
We're gonna beat you up as soon as we get here, because if we grab these belts, we win.
This entire conversation is based on the assumption that they're afraid of ladders.
It's a mighty large assumption that we've made, but it would be a really interesting plot point, I think.
Just off of what was happening on the special, because they were complaining about having multiple, or defending originally against multiple teams, and then complaining about the fact that it's a ladder match.
Yeah. I mean, they are definitely upset about it. Imperium's upset about it, too.
Well, yeah,
it'd be really funny if Imperium were afraid of ladders.
Because yeah, ladders like, aren't sacred to them, probably.
No, they're not. It'd be...
The mat is.
They should roll the mat up and climb that.
That'd be super awkward, but it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting something... I'm expecting something really unique in this match. So, who's winning this tag team match?
All of them.
We can't. We gotta pick one team.
Shared custody.
Shared custody of the title. All right, you get them on Monday, you get them on Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know, because, like, Imperium's probably my least favorite team out of the four. So, if any of the other three teams want to win the titles, I'd be happy with the outcome. I kind of want Grizzled Young Veterans to win, though, just because Zach Gibson's a national treasure.
You're not wrong about that.
For the UK, not the States.
If he was a national treasure for the States, then Nicolas Cage would be trying to steal him.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because he'd be the Declaration of Independence.
And if he has the titles, then Nicolas Cage would just be stealing everything, and that could be the person who helps them win the match.
Imperium's the only team. Imperium are the only team in this match that haven't been tag champs yet.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, granted, there's only been three tag champions, and they're all in the match.
Yeah, that's true. They are all in the match, and the tag titles were crowned at Blackpool Takeover Blackpool 1 year ago. So, I think we're okay. We're fine.
Okay.
It's interesting to think about, though, and I think we brought this up before, but because you've got Gallus and Imperium involved in two separate championship matches together, like, you know, this ladder match could predict the main event to a degree.
Yeah.
Or they could just swerve us, you know.
Yeah, because I could, especially for Worlds Collide, I mean, I don't really want to see it, but having Imperium have all the titles
to go up against Undisputed Era and all their titles
would be insane. Even though technically, I guess, what, Wolf wouldn't have a title?
No, unless they really quickly interjected a mid-card title into the
men's. Just threw it at him and like, here, this is for the show.
Just gave it to him. Yeah. Like Walter gives it to him. Just like, here's your mid-card title. If NXT UK did have a mid-card title, it's interesting to think about, like, what would they call it? Because it's, like, you'd have to think of something that's, like, smaller than the UK, you know, geographically, or it's, like, would you call it the British Championship, or would you call it,
North,
like...
North UK.
Just the mid-card title?
Just the mid-card title. This is for the mid-card championship.
Yeah, we've been in a meeting for 6 hours, and we can't find a name.
So here, it's
whatever the body of water between the UK and the rest of Europe is.
oh, man. Is that the English Channel?
I think it's a lot of things.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, North American.
Somebody...
UK.
But North America is a continent.
Oh, so you just call it the Europe title.
But that's bigger than the UK. That's bigger than the UK.
Bring back the European Championship.
But the continent of Europe is larger than the nations that comprise the UK. Like, way larger.
Then the UK belt becomes the mid-card.
Alex Wolf becomes the face of the brand.
R-Truth already has the European title.
The 28,
47, 69 nice. European green gold... Whatever his spiel is.
Congrats. We managed to get Carmella and R-Truth into a UK podcast.
Wonderful.
We need to now get them on the podcast.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest. Let's
invite people that are worth more than all of us combined into Brent's upstairs apartment.
I mean,
they might enjoy it.
They might. That might be. They might be
Carmella,
like.
Carmella, but I think R-Truth would appreciate it.
Hey.
You have a light tree and Christmas lights.
I do. I should post a photo of the living room so that people can see what we're talking about.
Magical.
So,
Vic, a photo for the podcast.
I should.
Okay.
Vic, who's winning the ladder match?
Ooh, Andrews and Webster.
I hope you're right.
I hope Tiny so Elton too. John.
I really want them to win. They didn't get a long enough run with them before.
No, they didn't.
They got the it nice big win in Cardiff. But Lee does bring up a good point with it being the eight man tag it would make Imperium look really good and look formidable to have them carrying all the titles going into that match. So
and then we're gonna get Imperium versus Undisputed Era at Worlds Collide.
We are. They already announced that.
Well, so that just reads into the storyline.
I know it almost, but I hate how obvious it is.
Well, they also might not do it because it's. It's not like it's four titles. I could still look formidable without them. But.
Yeah, but I can just see it. It just feels like the thing to do. So that way you pull up a match graphic and there's just belts.
And then
just
Alex championships over,
and then Wolf.
That match could be for all the titles too, and then Undisputed Era could just own every belt.
And
behind that.
Undisputed Era and Toni Storm or Rhea Ripley having everything.
Toni Storm is the fifth member of Undisputed Era.
Yeah, she's the female member. And then she's
I've been saying forever that Undisputed Era needs a woman member. I mean, if nothing else, that way they can also have the women's championship.
Yeah.
But it, like,
or just have Kyle win it.
Oh my god, wouldn't.
Kyle could totally wrap the women's
dude, Chelsea Green in Undisputed Era.
She already has somebody.
I mean, if you still had that Johnny Gargano and Cole Beef, you could make it Candice and have her backstab Johnny.
Oh!
This is Undisputed.
Oh!
This is worldwide.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm gonna... Ooh, jeez. That's a good one. That's a good one, Miles. That's... Oh.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that very much.
I know you would. Yeah. Yes. Lee loves a good backstabbing.
Yeah.
And then she could team with EO.
Yeah.
EO
Shirai
basically wears the colors, the black and gold.
That's true.
So does Becky Lynch.
Becky's on Raw. Yeah, and Becky wanted to show up and be part of
this. This is a UK podcast where we've been talking about everything.
That's a good point.
We've gone from having people join Undisputed Era to blending 105,000 people.
Stop bringing it up. I'm trying to forget about it. Okay, so the members of Mustache Mountain are in separate singles matches on this takeover.
Jordan Devlin and Tyler Bate, and then Trent Seven and
Eddie Dennis. So
I'm so glad you chimed in because I didn't know.
So Eddie Dennis and Trent Seven, this has been, it's a decent build to it. So I guess I think that who needs that match more, Trent Seven or Eddie Dennis?
See, this is tough because I think Trent and Tyler both have taken quite a few losses recently.
They have. Like, they've lost a lot of bigger matches.
And at least Jordan Devlin, I could see him challenging for the UK Championship at some point. So I feel like he could use it.
Yeah.
But also Tyler could use it, and so could Trent.
So everybody needs a win. Well, yeah. So
it just, I guess, depends on whatever they're doing next.
Right. Vic?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Who needs the win more, Eddie Dennis or Trent Seven?
Trent Seven.
Are you just saying that because you love Mustache Mountain?
Yes, but no.
Okay.
No.
That's about the answer I expect.
I know. I'm Miles, do you have an opinion on that?
I don't. I'm behind.
You're fine.
You're beautiful, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's true.
All you have to say is Trent Seven, because...
Happy girlfriend, happy life.
Stay here.
Vic, you're more than welcome to sleep anywhere in the house you want.
Everybody's burning
Vic. Even
today.
On the ceiling?
If you can pull it off, go for it.
Even downstairs.
If you, in fact, if you can sleep on the ceiling, I will give you $30 tomorrow.
Tiny lady in our apartment. Can you come get her, Brett?
She's
petting her dog.
So as much as I, as much as they wouldn't even care. They wouldn't care.
They'd probably just
Brooke and Sonya would not even give a shit if Vicky just made her way down there and went to sleep.
Just went high and just curled up.
On yeah, the Brooke would be like, okay. I'm sorry. As much as I love Mustache Mountain, and I do, I think Eddie Dennis needs this more because he's just coming back after being injured for what feels like 7 years. I think to bring him back and stick him into a really big feud straight away and have him come up short, I think he needs this win more.
Unless they continue the program afterwards and he just gets more desperate and more angry.
That's true.
Kind of like how they did with EO, but... Speaking,
yeah.
Heel, but
yeah, but the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where like he continues to just.
He gets more vicious.
Yeah, and that could work, and then it leads up to like a bigger match, and then him going over later ends up having a bigger payoff.
Yeah.
I can see that. That would work too. Because I don't know where they're going with this afterwards. Because, like, our Mustache Mountain gonna end up being a tag team again ever? Or are we gonna, you know?
Better.
I know. Are they gonna both win their matches and then challenge the winners of the ladder match? You know, because they still, because
like
as weird as it is, Mustache Mountain have still not been NXT UK Tag Team Champions.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see British Strong Style team up at Worlds Collide to take on like Balor and two other really good.
Yeah, but Balor's facing Dragunov.
That's right. I forgot they announced that today.
Which is
Gargano awesome. And two other people
against British Strong Style.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Just let them set everything on fire.
Right. I mean, who would that... Well, okay, we can brainstorm about that later. We gotta get through... Okay, yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, like him, Ciampa, and... I don't know, whatever. Pick somebody, like Keith Lee or Dominik Dijakovic or whatever. It'd probably end up being
Not
Killian
Keith
Dane. Because they like putting Killian Dane against Pete Dunne. But...
Yeah.
So, okay. So you say Trent Seven... You say Trent Seven, and Miles says Trent Seven because you said Trent Seven. But I'm saying Eddie Dennis.
I suppose.
I'm saying Eddie Dennis, but and then Bate and Devlin.
Coin flip it. I don't care who wins. I know the match is gonna be really good.
They're gonna burn everything down. Like the building's gonna be in ashes when they're finished. What do you think, Vic?
Tyler Bate's kind of been losing a lot of big matches, so.
Tyler Bate. We're awful at that. Big strong boy. Big strong boy. Big strong boy.
So yeah, by default, Tyler Bate.
I'm going to go with Jordan Devlin. I'm sorry.
Ah, Brent's the heel.
What if...
It only took years upon years to make this happen.
What if they both lose and then they start a program against each other?
What do you mean they both lose? Oh, okay, never mind.
What do you mean they both...
It's not possible.
No, oh yeah, sorry, not Devlin and Bate, but yes, but Bate and Seven. I thought we were still talking
about Devlin and Bate.
Well, we are.
And then they fight again.
Which, I mean, could also happen, technically.
Do we think Joseph Connors is gonna, like, get involved in TakeOver somehow? Maybe, like, an open challenge type thing, or, like, interfere in a match?
It'd be nice if he did an open challenge and just Sheamus came and kicked his ass. Since Sheamus is back.
That was a random choice, but I also like it.
Well, I mean, he's European.
Yeah, so it makes perfect sense.
And considering they did open challenges at the last two when Balor and Cesaro answered them, I think feel like...
It's almost like a running theme. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that makes sense.
And plus you get Sheamus back, like, on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, a network special.
Yeah.
A network event. That'd be cool. Yeah, Connors and Sheamus.
Like 5 seconds, you just
broke kick, done.
Yep.
Like, well, you still made TakeOver. Good job.
Yeah. So, main event.
Main event. Or at least what we're assuming is the it's being billed as the main event. So, Joe, Coffee, and Walter back at the event and building where it started last year, where Walter made his debut and Joe Coffee got kicked in the face, and here we are. So
I would like Joe Coffey to win this.
I would love Joe Coffey to win this.
If there's anybody on the brand that could, like, realistically beat Walter and have it be convincing, it'd be Joe Coffey.
Yeah, either Joe Coffey or Dave Mastiff.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Vicky's giving a look again. Yeah. What are you saying?
I didn't even burn her.
I just disagree with that statement, with him being the only person that could beat Walter and it be believable.
Who else do you think?
Pete Dunne is a tiny boy.
He is also a very strong boy. Also, have you not seen the match with Walter and Tyler Bate? That was a very, like,
close match. I meant more, like, size-wise. Because if you put Walter against Tyler, Pete, like Miles said, they're very tiny.
Tiny boy.
Yeah.
Finn Balor's a tiny boy, but he destroys, like, everybody that he comes into contact with.
Finn Balor beat Walter?
Finn Balor and Walter is what... Oh, my! Inject that directly into all my veins. Yes. Holy shit, we need that.
Yes.
Finn Balor and Walter would be... just make that a whole fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah. NXT TakeOver...
NXT TakeOver Balor.
Walter.
Yeah. Balor.
Yeah. Balor versus Walter, 4 out of 7. Just do it.
4 out of 7 million.
first to four matches, even though it could go to 7 million. Like, it was, but
7 million matches, whoever wins the most.
We'll guess.
TakeOver will be a month long.
I'm not complaining.
What do you mean they each won whatever 7 million divided by 2 is?
That'd be three and a half. That'd be three and a half million, but...
Just imagine someone frantically writing tally marks on the side of the ring.
They have to, like, switch them out every 3 days.
Because they run out of space to write.
And it would still be less time than WrestleMania.
Yep. Oh god, that's true. I guess, like, as far as people who Walter hasn't wrestled yet, because he went over in the program against Pete Dunne, he had that very short little kind of intermediate feud with Trent Banks.
He's just making people up.
I know, right? And then he had the deal with Tyler Bate.
Did they not do something with Trent Seven too? Because he beat him up.
Or he was that beat part him. That was part of the whole build to Tyler Bate or involving Tyler Bate. So after this, what? It's like Dave Mastiff, who's not on TakeOver for some reason. He's kind of like the only one left that I think would be like a kind of a physically imposing threat, like you're talking about.
Yeah. He's gonna be the one to climb the ladder.
They paid Dave Mastiff to climb the ladder.
Grizzled young veterans paying Dave Mastiff to climb the ladder because they can't. And then the ladder breaks because it's not sturdy enough to carry his weight.
Book it, Triple H. I'm way into this. I really want Joe Coffey to win this match. Yes. I really believe Joe Coffey could win this match. It's just, don't know if I want to commit it to the airwaves. It's like, I don't know.
I don't mind Walter, but I would prefer Joe.
I love Joe Coffey, yeah. Dude. I love the whole Gallus Firm thing. I where we're talking about, like, Imperium having all those belts afterwards, I'd love to see Gallus with all those belts and just hanging out in, like, the pub in the pool hall and stuff with...
punching people in the face.
Yeah, I want to see him, like, in pub brawls. Like, I want to see a pre-tape where Gallus walk into a bar and just beat the hell out of everybody, throw people over pool tables, and then put them through the pool tables, yes. And then flip them afterwards. Just, yeah, I don't know. It'd be awesome to see Joe Coffey get a run with the championship. Yes. So, but who do you think's winning? Who do you think's actually going to win?
Well, they like to break our hearts with Walter, so I can see Walter winning.
I can see Walter retaining.
I was like, I think Walter retains because he kind of seems like the UK equivalent of a Brock Lesnar, so I think he holds on to it a little while longer.
He really does feel like he's serving that role, except he's got a stable.
It'd be nice if, like, he's there every week, having that role on every single brand. Because it seems like Shayna Baszler was that in NXT, because she would win all the time. And, like, Brock Lesnar is obviously Brock Lesnar, so that makes sense.
I guess the one big difference is that at least Shayna and Walter are there every week.
Yeah.
You know, whereas it's like Brock disappears.
They're every week pissing people off, whereas Brock pisses people off from afar and then shows up and pisses them off.
I think he hangs on to it till, like, whatever their equivalent of WrestleMania is going to be, and then he's going to lose it then.
Well, they do usually have the UK Championship defended at the TakeOver on WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
That's where he won it last year. Right? Yeah. Against Pete Dunne. Yeah. Was
the match we don't talk about anymore.
Sorry. I just had to bring up a historical fact. It's okay.
You said the bad word.
And I'm sorry.
The bad word.
Historical. The bad.
Which word was the bad word? Was the bad word is Walter beat Pete Dunne.
You're saying it again.
Sorry. I wanted to clarify it for the audience.
You should phrase it as Pete Dunne just maybe didn't win against Walter.
Allegedly.
Pete Dunne walked into Brooklyn with the belt and then forgot to take it home with him, so Walter just
found it and they illegally gave it to him.
Well, and then, yeah.
And then somebody else found it and took it from Walter.
And his shoes.
Did we ever find out what happened with that?
I mean, someone stole the belt.
Probably just gave him a new belt and was like, hey,
try not to lose this one.
Yeah. We bought you a pair of shoes too. Don't lose these either.
Here's a new passport. Yeah, that was hard.
One. That was
just
we
in
drew.
Crayon.
We just drew. It's just in crayon.
It just looks like a thumb with, like, hair.
It's one of those thumbs from Spy Kids.
Yeah.
It was like hand people.
It's like, this actually looks more like you than your actual passport photo did.
So you're welcome, I think.
Well, that was mean, I think.
He looks like a thumb. I adore Walter.
I love Walter.
He looks like a thumb. He looks like a very angry Austrian thumb.
Austrian.
And he would kill you if he hit you at 20% strength.
His hand would just go through me, and then I would just have a Walter handprint through me, and then I'd be dead too, though. So.
If you get a Walter handprint, you should get it tattooed.
No, it would go through
a me. Walter hit me here.
Just a chalk outline of his hand.
That would be me in the casket. You guys would just write
stuff.
Dude,
that's like a brilliant idea with, like, a wrestler I would actually, like, want a tattoo of.
So, like, Becky's fist on your face?
Not on my face. Okay, I'm not that dedicated, but, you know, like, on my arm or something. That'd be pretty cool.
That's a really good idea. A chalk outline of somebody's handprint. Like, and like Becky was here. Like, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I think it'd be more applicable if you did it for, like, your significant other than this famous wrestler that only knows you exist for, like, a couple minutes.
But what
minutes.
If your significant other hasn't main evented WrestleMania and won two belts on the same night?
Right? Like, has your significant other become the face of the company?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put that tattoo right over the tattoo of your kids' birthdays.
Yeah. Your kids aren't going to be important anyway.
Whatever. I mean, that's an AJ Styles tattoo. I love AJ Styles. Yeah. Never mind.
Your kids might probably won't amount to anything. Becky main event WrestleMania.
Are your kids gonna main event?
You set the bar real high for your kids.
They would never reach it to begin with.
Their
I love my non-existent kids.
Yeah, they're not even going to know what wrestling is because I don't want them to ruin it for me.
They're going to, like, throw a baseball for the first time and be like, look what I did. I'll be like, did you main event WrestleMania? Shut the fuck up.
You're immediately going to break their arms so they don't turn into a famous baseball player.
Like, we're not a wrestle.
You're going to have kids someday and they're going to go back and listen to this podcast and they're going to feel really sad.
Or they could be really motivated.
Like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, or I'm gonna main event WrestleMania 3 times.
Yeah, like, don't use that language in my house.
I'm gonna become Becky. I'm gonna become Becky not three Becky, belts.
That's what you named your son.
You kid, not Becky.
Not Becky.
Yeah. First like, name. Dad, not... why did you name me not Becky?
Because you're not Becky.
Self-explanatory, you dumbass.
Now go to your room, not Becky, and not Shayna.
You just trip him on the way there. Like, you're grounded for 2 weeks for being stupid.
And not being born into somebody who wasn't our, who's already alive.
What did you get for not being born into main eventing WrestleMania?
I would like to assure our audience that we're not always terrible people, but sometimes.
Well, we kicked this podcast off with the blender comment, so the bar was really low.
Yeah, I know. This is
we knocked it lower.
This is the takeover preview designed to reduce our viewership to zero or our listenership to zero. So,
hey, so my kids are born and then they'll hear it.
More pay-per-view for us.
Yes.
If other people aren't watching it.
I meant the podcast listenership. No, people are still going to watch the pay-per-view.
We might get more people in if we're just bantering.
Honestly, right, yeah. Everybody will just be like, hey, you got to listen to these American blokes talk about NXT UK. They're a bunch of
they
idiots.
They don't love their kids.
They hate their children. They blend people.
Fun fact, Americans are as terrible as we all think they are.
We, like, everyone's now supporting Iran, like, hands down.
A little darker.
Fuck Donald Trump. All right.
That's a good way to end the
battle. It is. So, okay, but hey, Joe Coffey and Walter, you think who's
going
to win?
I'm going Joe Coffey.
You're going Joe Coffey? Vicky?
Walter.
Miles?
Walter.
I didn't say what I wanted to have.
Okay, all right.
I think we all want Joe Coffey.
This podcast is unopinionated, Lee.
Why not, Becky?
All right, so we're on. Yeah, I'm gonna go with screw it. I'm going Joe Coffey.
Okay.
I'm going Joe Coffey.
Not doing Becky. It. My turn.
All
right.
Maybe we all God. We all should.
Can you please?
Can we all make our display names not Becky?
I will.
Not Becky one. Not Becky two.
Okay, this is really funny because I was gonna say this has been this. I'm not Becky, and thanks for listening. But now we've made the joke, so it's.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin the joke by oversaturating.
So. All right, not Becky. Where can people find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Well, this is going to be difficult if I change my Twitter handle. But for right now, it's LeeDX13 and the tweets, and Instagram's 40.
LeeDX40.
Yes.
All right, not Becky. Where can people find you on not the Becky things?
Too. Instagram and Twitter, K1LL1T, with either an underscore before or after or both. Figure it out.
Figure it out. And it's underscore kill it on Twitter and underscore kill it underscore on Instagram, I think.
Thank you, because you're welcome. I don't even know that.
Kill it, but replace the I's with ones. Miles.
What?
Social medias.
I have a Twitter. It's mentally inept with an underscore in the middle. Also, mentally and inept, I think, are spelled wrong, so good luck, have fun.
I will tag you, and then so that people can find you. Mia's here. Hi.
Hello.
You didn't contribute anything to this, but where can people find you on social media? Where can people find you on social media?
I am MiaFFF on Twitter.
And Instagram?
And I am Mia from Fiction on Instagram.
There you go. All right. All right, and I'm not Becky, and you can find me at... You already did it. Good.
I didn't do the Twitter
no, you did.
Because
good.
It's already confusing enough.
So. All right, good, yeah. I am Brent FFF on all the things. Thank you for listening to another episode of We Are NXT UK. We'll be coming back to you afterwards for a TakeOver Blackpool reaction show. And there's a good chance that we will record that in between TakeOver Blackpool and Impact Hard to Kill this Sunday. So thanks for listening. If you made it this far, you are amazing and you are a great person and you're dedicated and we really appreciate you. Please
love your kids even if they're not Becky Lynch.
Exactly. Just love them even love them even more if they are Becky Lynch.
No pressure.
Yeah.
If you don't want to love your kids, don't let us tell you what to do. But
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm ending the podcast. Bye. Better.